All this was done with the acquiescence of the liberal establishment, later called the new class of managers, experts, and technocrats. The idea was that the smartest people should be immune to the rules of chaotic capitalism and vulgar politics. The best practices of business and engineering should be applied to politics. These schemes went by any number of labels: syndicalism, Fordism, Taylorism, technocracy, but the underlying impulse was the same. Businessmen were part of this new conventional wisdom. Gerald Swope, the president of GE, provides a perfect illustration of the business elite's economic worldview. A year before FDR took office, he published his modestly titled The Swope Plan. His idea was that the government would agree to suspend antitrust laws so that industries could collude in order to adjust production to consumption. Industry would no longer operate in independent units, but as a whole, according to rules laid out by a trade association, the whole supervised by some federal agency like the Federal Trade Commission. Under Swopeism, as many in and out of government called it, the state would remove the uncertainty for the big businessman so that he could go forward decisively instead of fearsomely. As transparently fascistic as all this sounds today, it sounded even more fascistic back then. New Deal staffers studied Mussolini's corporatism closely. Fortune and the fairly liberal Business Week both devoted considerable space to praising the Italian experiment. The corporate state is to Mussolini what the New Deal is to Roosevelt, proclaimed Fortune. During both the Hoover and the early Roosevelt administrations, hosts of independent economists from across the ideological spectrum noted the similarities between Italian and Nazi economic policies and American ones. William Welk, a leading scholar of Italian fascist economics, wrote in Foreign Affairs that the NRA codes seemed like imitations of their Italian counterparts, only the Italian fascists had paid much more attention to social justice. The view from abroad was little different. We have not yet been informed whether, now that Rooseveltism has become openly and unmistakably fascist, the British Trades Union Council means to withdraw its blessing and support from America's attempt to reform capitalism, wrote Fenner Brockway, the British pacifist, socialist, and journalist, in The New Leader. Giuseppe Botti, the fascist minister of corporations until 1932, wrote an essay for Foreign Affairs, Corporate State and the NRA, in which he suggested that while the similarities were real, the Italian system treated labor better. The Nazis saw the similarities as well. There is at least one official voice in Europe that expresses understanding of the methods and motives of President Roosevelt, began a New York Times report in July 1933.